Hey girl, welcome to Better You Podcast, where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping things realistic and doable. My name's Katrina, a mama of two who's obsessed with self-care, personal development, and supporting women on their journey any way I can. I'm here to give you simple tools and strategies that you can use to take care of your life, including your mind, as you design a life you love one day at a time. The goal is to ditch the busy, the stressed, the tired, and build confidence that we need to choose joy and alignment. In this podcast, expect real talk, a little tough love, and simple takeaways that you can start using right now. Life is full of ups and downs, but with the right tools and mindset, we can truly live a life that we love. I'm right here with you, girl, your new BFF. Let's go. Hello, welcome to another episode of Better You, the podcast where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping it realistic and doable. You guys, I had such a good podcast episode planned for today, but I can't not talk about running my second half marathon this weekend, or this past weekend. I got to talk about it because I know this podcast, we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping it realistic and doable, but also I'm all about encouraging us to share our stories because our stories need to be shared. We're inspiring people just by being ourselves. It lets other people know that they're not alone. It shows people what's possible. There are just so many reasons that we need to share our story. And then I'm all about celebrating ourselves, right? Celebrating the little wins along the way, but celebrating the big things too. I want to celebrate completing a half marathon. And actually, this is my second half marathon in a year. This is huge for me. And I'm a big fan of celebrating ourselves along the way because we don't do that enough. We celebrate and cheer on all the other people, but we don't do that enough. And as an Enneagram 3, it's easy for me to check this off the list, move on to the next goal, check this off the list, and not even really celebrate. And I had decided a while ago, I'm not doing that anymore. And that's why for my 100th podcast episode, I threw myself my own party. Like, I'm all about celebrating the things, and we'll celebrate for each other, but we also need to celebrate for ourselves, right? So anyways, I wanted to do a post half marathon episode to share my story. I know last year when I ran my ran my half marathon, I recorded something on the way home, but this time I had a car full of people and didn't get to do that. And my family had been in town and stuff. And so it's been a couple days, so I don't have my like immediate post half marathon, you know, thoughts and stuff. However, I will say, during this half marathon, it was way better than last half marathon. If you don't know what I'm talking about, scroll on back. I don't know what episode number it was, but my last half marathon, which was my first half marathon, sucked big time. I was supposed to run it with someone else. They got sick. Not only that, the week before that, I had run a Disney 10-mile race. And it was magical and it was so fun. And then when I ran my half marathon, it was like all serious people. There was no magic. There was no music. There was nothing fun about it. Nobody even handed me a medal. I didn't even get a banana at the end. You know what I mean? It's just such a different experience. So this half marathon, it was the Princess Half Marathon at Disney again. I ran it with my sister for her 40th birthday. And it was just a whole journey. She was supposed to fly in on Friday night. And actually, before she even booked her flight, she realized, oh my gosh, I have my kids. So then we ended up having to book flights for her kids. My mom came and my husband kept the kids while my mom and my sister and me and my niece went to Disney. And their flight got delayed, actually, so they had to fly in the next morning. It was this big ordeal. Anyways, we made it just in time to register. Like, literally, registration closed at 3. We made it at, like, 2:40 and got our registration. Didn't even have time to, like, go to the expo and, like, look much because we had to, like, hustle to get all the things, pick up our bibs and our shirts and all the things. And then we explored Disney Springs and we went out to eat for my sister's birthday. And then by the time we got to the room and got checked in, we realized the AC wasn't working. And so we had to put a call in for the AC. Well, then it took them forever. And like, there was just a delay in all the things. So we didn't even get to bed until late. We had to wake up at 2:30 to get to Epcot parking lot by 3:45 or something. But then realized we weren't even starting. Our group didn't even get like dismissed or not dismissed. We didn't even get to the starting line until like 6:15, whatever time it was. So it was like a long morning. I mean, before I even started the race, I already had like 7,000 steps and 56 active minutes. And I was like, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It was so funny. But we ran the half marathon. We saw the characters. We actually did way better than we thought we did pace-wise. We ran the first like 6-7 miles. We only stopped to pee. And then anytime there was a water station, obviously you're not, I'm not trying to like drink water while I'm running. So we like walk for a second and then toss the cup in the trash can and keep going. But we did really good. And then we ended up doing like a walk run pace for the rest of it. Keep in mind, my sister has a torn meniscus. And so that made things interesting. So we ran this half marathon and the whole time we just got to like smile and laugh. And it was, gosh, people of all shapes and sizes and all walks of life and people in wheelchairs. And it just, people, there was somebody running their 100th marathon. There was somebody running their 100th half marathon, somebody running their 50th half marathon or walking, I guess. Cancer survivors, people who had lost 200 pounds, just all sorts of stuff. People in crazy costumes. It was such a cool experience. And the whole time we're like, oh my gosh, remember when we were at mile such and such on the last? Because my sister and I ran the 10-mile race together. And she got so overheated and was so sick feeling. And by like mile 7 or 8, she was struggling. And then by mile 10, like she thought she was going to throw up. And then this time here, we're past the mile 10 and we were still going. And we were like just talking about how much we've grown in our mindset and everything. And it just was really stinking cool. That's probably going to be the last half marathon I run. My goodness. I have not recovered as well this time. So the race seemed easier, but the recovery has been harder. Whereas last time the race was hard, but the recovery seemed fine. I was at work yesterday and I like couldn't form sentences. Like it was starting to scare me. I'm like trying to talk to my kids and the wrong words are coming out. And so that's why this episode, I was like, I can't form sentences. I'm still struggling. I'm sore sitting here crisscross. I'm not even going to be able to get up, but I'm like, I do need to talk about this. I want to share my story. I want to, you know, just celebrate and hold space for it. And the whole reason isn't for me to like get on my podcast and cheer myself on. The whole reason is because I want to encourage others to share their story. Just by being you, you're inspiring other people. Just by sharing your story, you're showing that it's possible for other people. And if you followed my story at all, you know I do not like running. I still don't like running, but I've done it for a deeper meaning, a deeper reason. It's challenged me in ways that I didn't even know were possible. It's like bled over into other areas of my life. And like because I've proved to myself I can run, like it's just changed my mindset and it's been so good for me. So I just wanted to share. I did it. I got my medal. I was proud of our pace because like I had said in a different episode, we didn't train a ton. So I was very proud of our pace and just proud of the fact that I even signed up and even that I thought I could, right? And it was good. It was really a cool experience and it was a great way to celebrate my sister turning 40. And it's just inspirational to be around all the people that Run Disney brings together. And they've got 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, 10 mile. They've got like so many different races. And it's just a cool thing to say you've done. And it's a cool thing to experience, even if you wake up at 2:30 and holy cow. So yeah, I got pictures. We had a magical time, and I was really proud of us, and what a cool experience to do with your sister, to do in your lifetime. And I've now officially ran 2 half marathons also in the same year or in a year. And my husband, even the other night, was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to run a half marathon. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, everybody's doing it. And I'm like, who's everybody? And he's like, well, you've ran 2. And I'm like, uh-huh. Let's get to the juice here. I'm like, you got to run a half marathon because your wifey has ran 2. And he's like feeling, you know, competitive now. It's kind of funny. But yeah, I want you to share your story, whatever your story is, whatever the thing is. And this happened to be running. I'm going to find a new goal. I'm going to find a different way to challenge myself. Because I think my body's like, you know what? We could probably just chill on the running for a little bit. But I had to hold space for it. But I do have a good podcast episode coming up next week. I'm really excited about it as well. But I think even though this has a different, you know, vibe to it, I think it's still important. And I don't know. I just want to encourage you to share your story as well. So thanks for being here. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for showing up and listening every week. Keep doing awesome. I'm right here with you, girl. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you found a takeaway that was helpful for you or something that resonated. I'd love to know if you liked my message. It would be awesome if you would DM me or share this episode and tag me at Katrina McMurtry. We're in this together. You're already doing it. You're making moves. I'm so grateful you're here. Keep being awesome.